Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at that.
I'm getting fancy.
It's like she has teen, well, they're not teen, well, you still have one teenage child.
I don't. They're all 20, 22, and 20.
He's 20?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, see, grown adult children.
They're all adult
All
children.
grown up.
I'm starting to forget how old they are myself now, but yeah.
I mean, he just graduated.
Seems like it, right?
Sure does.
Yeah,
All
he's an
right, anyway.
October baby, so he
Oh, got
couldn't, yeah, they, it's one of those, you can't start him this year, you got to start him that way. So he was the older senior, not the younger one. Yeah.
that makes sense. Okay, anyway, sidetracked. That was a squirrel, major
Anyway,
squirrel.
what else do you want to know? Like, how my morning went, or
Anyway, everybody, so happy to see you. We have a special guest today. So Tiffany is not here today. So Tracy will tell you how to guide your questions and everything to her from that. But I guess we go ahead and just make sure you're telling us where you're from because that's still important. Shine your light up the grid. Those are big, major things. And then if you want to tell everybody what they need to do, and then we will bring our special guest on.
like they're still in there. So I'm going to be watching the chat. So I officially get to look this direction today. And no criticism with that today. But I like it because you guys are doing Capital Tiffany with all the cute little butterfly words around it. So you can keep
Still
doing
do
that.
the Tiffany. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you can keep doing the Capital Tiffany. I am Tiffany today. And I will be grabbing those questions and reading off where you guys are from. So if you're new to our show, please, if you have a question, I don't know if we're going to really be able to get to your questions today because we get to hear all about Anne today. But if you have questions for Anne for what she's talking about, please put those in there. I know that's a little frustrating because we got you so trained to put your questions in for us. But, I mean, it might be kind of fun to see if Anne knows what all the drone action's about. You know, that is a question on my mind too. I don't know, these drones that are showing up. But anyways, yeah, so if you do have something you want to share or something to put in there for Anne and ask her a question, she is, I'll let Julia introduce her, but we are excited to have Anne here talking with us today. So we'll hand that back.
So that has okay. They know where to. Okay, yeah, they know where to post where they're from because we want to see
Wait,
that.
energy update. We're still in Mercury in retrograde, if you can't tell.
If you can't tell, yeah, exactly. Are we getting close to it being done?
It's the 15th or something. So yeah, we're getting close.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just staying inside in fetal position and rocking in the corner until it's over. So
Know it's crazy. I mean, it's like. Can we say it anymore? I mean, it's like, are there any other ways to say something, to do something? Because it's interesting how things get warped or
I
something,
have
you
to
know?
say, one of the things I am happy about is that now most of the text messages and chats, if you wrote something and sent it and screwed it up, some of them will let you correct that. You can go in and edit it, and it'll say edit for all or whatever, and you can edit that. And I'm like, thank you, because today I wrote a text in a hurry and then I read it and I thought, man, I sound like a, and this is where the beep would be. So I went in and was able to rewrite that.
Yep.
So thank you, technology, for that. But yeah, so I think we got all the updates in there.
Perfect. All
Going
right.
in
Very
and do
good.
things.
Very good. So we'll go on. We've done this. We haven't done it in a while. And
Been a while.
there's a story behind that. But our level three series and where we highlight our new level threes. And Anne, you're not brand new, but you're new. You're one of our newer.
I wanted you to get broke in first and, really get some sessions under your belt.
Absolutely. And so excited that you're here
Yay.
and that you wanted to be on the show. So
Thank
everybody,
you. Thank
is it
you.
Vasili and Vasili from Australia?
I am Western Australia. So, yay. Hi, everyone. Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you so much for
We don't have, you're probably it, aren't you? The only one in Western Australia?
the
Level
only
three?
one.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a few of us dotted around Australia now. I think we're five maybe across Yeah, you're Australia.
growing in numbers, but still, it's a big
Yeah.
area to cover.
Yeah, and I think we've got one in each state, bar maybe two states. So we are making progress
Very good.
in this part of the world. But yes, I'm right down the bottom of WA as well, so in the country. So
Okay. I've
yes.
been to Perth, but
Okay.
not much outside of there.
Right, so I'm three and a half, about 3 and 3.5 hours southwest of Perth. So that's heading towards the country with mostly a surfing town, wine town, that type of thing. So it's very popular down here in Margaret River for tourists. And but I'm here for the nature. That's just it, doing my love work and nature. That's all You I'm here
guys, that
for.
sounds like an invitation to
Yes, please.
go and then book an appointment with Anne while you're there and,
Please come.
make it a destination vacation with some nice QHHD perks.
Absolutely. Pilgrimage, retreat, beautiful. Yes. I love it.
Nice,
I
nice.
love it.
Okay, well, Tracy knows all about you because she worked with you getting your level three certification. But I know nothing, and our audience knows nothing. So, can you tell us a little bit how your story, how you got into QHHT, how you got into metaphysics, how you got, I mean, or were you born that way? Well, she's
I'm
saying
going to
time
time out
out.
for just a second because I want to
Time
do
out.
the shout out for everyone that posted where they're from. Because once we get into talking to Anne, it'd be weird to go back to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Remember what I said?
yeah, don't
Yeah.
forget this, Anne. Yeah, I'm going to I
like.
won't. Yeah, I know.
Guess what? We have someone from Australia listening. Woo!
Hi.
We've got Miami Beach. We've got Portland, Oregon. New York is in the house, is actually how it's written. Yay.
You, Carol. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. We got a hey little homie in there. So hey back. Okay, Arkansas.
Yay.
Okay, San Francisco. Somebody saying hi to, oh, Desiree saying hi to the amazing Anne. We got Texas. Hi,
We've
Desiree.
got California, North Carolina, Mexico. We have Illinois, Michigan, Canada, New York City again, Brussels, Kansas City, Florida
So
Keys,
Brussels, Kansas City. wow. Miami, North Right.
Carolina. We're coming to see you guys. Wisconsin, we've got Kansas City, Missouri. We've got Farmington, New Hampshire. No. Where's Farmington? What's NM? There's several Farmingtons. There's a
Yeah.
Farmington in
Another.
Missouri. There's a Farmington in
We got another
whatever.
Australia, Minnesota. We've got another Arkansas. Hey, now we
Wow.
have another Oregon one. Come on, you guys.
Arkansas showing up.
He's
Come
going. Oh, and I said it, and here it on.
is. Oregon. Woo! Oh, all right, you guys. Let's see. Michigan got that. Another Arkansas. You've got Arkansas in the house tonight, Kidding?
Julia. That's
Wow.
awesome. Okay, Montreal, California, another Oregon. We are tied. Three Arkansas, three
Whoa.
Oregon. Nope. Another Oregon. I win that one. Oh, I'm gonna stop saying them now. No. You can see it gets competitive in here.
You
We
can just
have
say you're from
several.
Arkansas. It doesn't matter if you have you ever thought about coming to just say it.
Think. Yeah. Oh, we got Norway on here.
Well, you can say Norway.
Montana, Queensland. There's
Wow.
several Australia. Hi, Anne is in here. New Mexico. Oh, thank you. They're helping me out. I was like, what's NM? New Mexico. Mercury retrograde. I'm going to blame it on that. Okay. Fiona, you know Fiona from Western Australia? She's shouting out to you. Okay. Hi.
And then we're gonna then we got Jacksonville, Arkansas. I swear we've got Australia, yeah, Oregon and Arkansas in the house. You guys are really representing today. Scotland. Oh my gosh, the more I talk, the more they're popping up. Oh my God, I love this one.
I've been to Arkansas. Does that count?
Yes, it counts. Yes, it counts.
I nailed Julia out. Come on.
It was memorable, right?
I swear to God, in my mind, I see Julia and I with tug of war ropes, and we're just going back and forth. If it's not our YouTube channels, it's who's in our state
We
this time.
are.
You guys are so much fun. Thank you for shouting out where you're at. There's another Arkansas. I think you got me. You got it.
Win.
New
We've
Hampshire.
I got the population of Arkansas now.
I think we got yeah. What did you go out and post some signs on the billboards or
Never
something?
tell.
My goodness, somebody's got some popularity going on.
Oh, this is wonderful. So
You know, we could play a game where you guys could look for Julia in Arkansas and then just let us know on the next show if you spotted her. What was that? There was a TV or a news guy like that. It was a where is
Oh
kind of.
yeah, I remember that. Remember we did that in
We
Sedona when we
did.
were in Sedona that time? You remember
Where
that?
is Julia
And
Cannon?
it's funny,
People
yeah.
were trying to find us in downtown Sedona. That was fun. All
Yeah.
right. So now, thank you for your patience, Anne.
Well,
It is all about you. We made it all
it's
about you guys
so
first, and now it's about Anne.
much fun. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to rewind to, I don't even know where to start because the journey's so long to getting to where I am. That's all about QHHT and your beautiful mother, Dolores, and you, beautiful Julia. I think I began with the metaphysics and the spirituality at very young age. My mum was very open and she would bring home some amazing books. So I was always, but that was a private thing. It was always private. I never realized that there was a world that actually people lived in and enjoyed publicly. So that didn't come along until more recently. I followed your mother before Facebook and all of that with the, it was the, I think the Metaphysical Hour as well. I used to get the email updates, and her stuff was all about the UFO. I think that was the first stuff that I was following, is all the UFO information. 2002, I think she did the International UFO Conference in WA, and I attended that with my daughter. She was an indigo child, and there was a lot about indigo children, crop circles, and aliens amongst us. And I thought this was the most fantastic thing I'd ever heard. But I didn't know that there was anything connected to me or anything like that. I just enjoyed the topic. Anyway, let's fast forward. Yes, you stop. Stop.
Yes.
Questions.
Now you said your daughter's an indigo child, but you're actually in the age group of indigo children too.
Am I? Oh,
Yes.
even better, so I can understand myself.
Yeah.
That's
You didn't feel like
amazing. Thank
that
you.
kind of applied to you as well when you were.
I was so focused on trying to raise this child in the best possible way that I had never really turned it back on me. I again, that all that information came through so much later in my personal life. It, yes, law, as I said, a long journey,
Well,
and
you're
then
quite
finally
a pioneer, and
landing.
that's what the indigos are, the pioneers. So I imagine you fall under that too, but I'll quit interrupting now.
That's okay. No, I love that. We can engage. That's beautiful. So it wasn't until 2012, and I was beginning, you know, the old 2012, everybody's starting to come online. So 2012, 2013, I go through my, or I'm about to go through the good old dark night of the soul, the annihilation of the ego, total breakdown, crash and
Fun
burn.
stuff.
So
Such
good, so good. And a friend of mine who was is from the States, but she was in Australia, and she'd had a QHHT session. And she said to me, "You've got to have a QHHT session." So I tried to find, couldn't find anyone. No one responded. So that was okay. But I watched your mother's three waves of volunteers on the YouTube, and I think that was the, oh my God, somebody knows my story. And I'm sure other people feel the same way when they listen to that or read the book. Someone knows my story. And that just blew my mind. And so that took me on the next more convoluted spiritual journey. But again, I'm a little bit of a slow learner when it comes to the universe saying, come on, Anne, do this, come on, Anne, do this. And I still didn't get that that was where I was meant to go. So that was fine. 2015 to 17, I spent 2 years
reading all your mother's books while I was healing myself. I'd actually moved to the country by then, given up my life, my old life, to have my life. So that was the beginning, and I'd spent a lot of time. Those books healed me. Just again, everything just resonated, and I felt, oh my God, everybody in the world is having these experiences, but they're healing from them. So if everyone else can heal from them, I can heal from this. So this was remarkable. So again, it was like, okay, so what do I do with this? What do I do with this information? It was all about me at that time, healing me. And then it was probably about 2019 when I got really unwell physically, and I embarked on my self-healing journey and did that without medical because I wanted to guinea pig myself and prove to myself that if everybody could do it in the books, I could do it too. So I did that. And then by 20, I think it was the end of 2019, I kept getting the knock on the head, please do the course, please do the course, please do the course. And I was like, no, I've done enough certifications, I've done enough study, I don't want to do any more study, I'm really happy in myself, like I don't need to do any more. And then it came in so strongly, I think they were really shaking me, the universe was shaking me, saying, if you don't do this, so I made a deal. I said, okay, if I do this and it's the best thing ever, then that's a win. So I agreed to do the course. And then I went, oh
And
my
it was the
God.
best thing ever.
I was like, oh my God, everything that I've learned is in this one modality. And I don't need to specialize for one particular, because you when you're doing certifications, you're specializing in this and you're doing, sexual trauma, which is where I was going, and you're doing addictions. And this was like everybody can come, everybody.
Yes.
And I was so happy because I was like, I can let everybody come now. And then I was like, how the hell are they going to come? I'm in the country. Like, I'm not broadcasting. I think I got banned from the community notice page when I first started advertising. They banned me and I've never been allowed back in. So that's how wild. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
Oh, the reputation.
it took a few years, I think, till must have been 2022 when I was allowed back in, and able to advertise this work. But I have been so blessed. The universe has continually brought people to my home to work with, and I am forever. Just every day, every person that comes, I'm so grateful because they travel, like they travel to come.
Yeah,
And
they find you. They
they find me. It's amazing. I don't even broadcast in because I can't, or even though I can a little bit now. But yeah, it's not the thing that people embrace, but they are. They're changing here, which is really amazing. And I feel that my energy is going out and trying to change what's happening in my town as well, and it's beautiful. There is change, but I do my own thing. I do my own thing. I'm very much a homebody, and I just spend my time doing, not doing clients. That doesn't sound right. Assisting clients, and if that's a better word, right?
Hey.
Doing my beautiful work, and I love it so much. And then through 2000, what was it, this year? I did the training with you, Tracy.
Yeah.
But yeah, yes.
I know
Yeah,
it's
so
weird when you're like, when was that? Because time is so irrelevant right now.
no, the days and the times, everything is just overlapping and swirling together.
Yeah.
But yeah, that came up and I was determined to do that. And I the course, and I had been every day looking, when are they going to advertise? When are they going to advertise? And nobody advertised. And I was like devastated I missed the application. And I sent a message to Ginny saying, I'm so devastated. I don't know how I'm going to get into this level three. By the time you put it out there, it's gone. And I'm in WA and I don't get it till later the next day. Then she sent me a message saying, someone's dropped out.
I
You want to do
remember
it? And I
that.
was like, hell yeah, I'm in. And then I looked at the time and it was like midnight start. The course to what was it, 8 a.m. And I went, yeah, I can do it. I will do this course at midnight. I don't mind. So that was amazing. I just put it out and I went, universe support me in these next few days to stay awake.
Now, I think
And well, Tracy,
were
oh
you
my
in
God.
one of the classes where I got up a little bit early and started a little early, so it wasn't as late for you, or was it still midnight?
No, that must have been somebody else. But thank you for thinking about that. Yeah, no, I was determined to make it work. It didn't matter. I was going to do the course. But
Well,
I
you
think
did great for it being the middle of your night,
it
definitely.
was definitely an interesting experience starting my day at midnight and going through. It was night shift, so yes. But when you're doing something you love, it doesn't matter. Time,
But
daytime, I
let me paint a little
don't
picture for
irrelevant.
these guys too, because so not only is it the middle of your night, but we're listening to inductions, right? Like we're doing hypnotic things. It's in the middle of
Getting
our night.
delirious.
Trying to get well, so
And
or
then
I
having to
said it
be
was our
really
daylight. We're sitting there not like, oh,
nodding
I'm
off.
awake.
And then I think by like 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm so delirious. Like I'm like, am I awake? Am I asleep? Am I listening to people? So I'm getting very warped in my mind. But look, it was so good. And Tracy, you were an amazing mentor, and I'm
Thank
so
you.
grateful. Very
Yeah.
patient,
I'll pay
and
you later for
that
that.
level challenge. Yeah, okay. But that challenged my ego. Like it challenges you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
It's like
does.
you have to drop away everything.
And I'm not easy on you.
No,
I might
but
be a little bit nice once in a while, but I'm not easy.
yeah.
That
So
was her.
anybody wanted to
That was
do
her.
it, it was totally worth it though, because I mean, for me to be the best practitioner I can be meant that everything that you said to me, every critique, not criticism, critiquing, meant that I could step up. I could step up. And so even when there was knockbacks, I was like, what's going on with me? Like, I must be a really shit, practitioner. How can I get through the, that's what the ego. And then my daughter said to me,
That's the
Mum,
ego. We all do
it's
it.
not
We all
fair. She
go
said,
through
who are
it.
you doing this for? Yourself or for people? And I went, for people. She said, is this your work or God's work? And I went, it's God's work. I'm doing it. She said, well, then it's in God's time. Thank you. And so,
Oh, drop the mic, right?
Yeah. She said, it's not
Absolutely.
in your time. It's in God's time. And you will do it totally about, not about yourself. So that was a huge lesson, but
And I
very
think if I
pleasant.
remember right, you have a most beautiful induction voice. Like
Oh,
when
thank
you
you.
go into your
After doing the
induction.
robot voice.
Oh, I think we all have to try the robot voice on during the level
Oh
3 training. I know I did.
my
Julia like
God.
called me up and said, "What are you doing? You sound like
Yeah.
a robot." Because I mailed it in or sent her in the recording, and she just was like, "That's it. Get on the phone. You sound like a robot."
Like, what is this robot thing? And I was really trying to be a robot in this, in the induction, and I was like, this feels so off, but I'm doing it. I'm doing, this is what we're told to do.
And somewhere
Totally.
you got that. I don't know where, but
Delirium. I think that was the delirium. Just I was thinking I have to be a robot. But then I got it. I got it finally. And then it was magical. And then yeah.
then
It
it's
changed
magical.
things though. Yeah, it did change. It changes the way you work. I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the sessions are different. All the sessions are like a different level, a different energetic level. Yeah. I felt like I was doing an upgrade in my own self every way.
That's exactly what it is. We always say, level 2, you're honing your skills. Level 3, you're honing you. Yeah.
Yes.
You
Yeah,
really gotta
absolutely.
get the ego out of the way in level 3.
Yeah, it's
Get it
all
out.
about that. Yeah,
And
that ego. It takes some hitting. I mean, it's like,
it
oh man,
does.
and it does.
But
It
then when
comes
you're doing
away.
a session without that ego attachment to,
Yeah.
you're more pure for that client
Absolutely.
and you're really getting their
Absolutely.
information. So,
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely, I'm a much better practitioner for it, even, and I'm still really like, oh, making sure I'm, following the instructions. But no, it definitely changed everything. It changed everything, and I feel that that's it flows better. And but it's not only that; it's just the energy of the people that come, and the energy of the sessions are honestly the next level. It's crazy energy in this house when people come, and I'm sure other practitioners feel that in their home, that the energy is phenomenal in the house or wherever they're working. Yeah.
yeah,
So
I
I
have
guess.
people that'll sit in the chair that we do the interviews in, and you sit in that chair and you're going through your life story, but you're going also through this transformation, and it becomes this vortex. So I call it the vortex chair.
Oh,
And people will sit down in it and go, "Should I be feeling this way?" And I'm like, "You are in the vortex chair." But yeah, it does.
good.
It leaves a, I believe it leaves this phenomenal energy in the space because
Yes,
there's
very
such a high
playful.
vibrational
Absolutely.
level of working. So
Definitely. I feel that. And I feel that so much more in my work now. And I think that's when the ego goes, it's just pure heart and spirit and it's openness. I'm not saying I wasn't doing that before, but it's different. Again, it's like that's out of the way and you're much more available in a different way. So, you know, and I do get teary every now and again. I get teary because I'm so overwhelmed with the beauty of the work or watching somebody transform, or you know, they're going through this huge moment of release, crying, and you're just like, oh my God, this is it's the best. So beautiful. Yeah. Nothing quite takes you there, I think, than that experience with another person. It's beautiful. So I'm very, very
Absolutely.
grateful. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
when you see someone else going through their transformation. Yes.
It's
Very cool.
fantastic. Yes. So your mother has been very kind and generous to me. I think from the other side, I know she supports so many people, but she comes to me in my dreams. I know she was testing me last year in my dream before I did the level three. She was sitting there with a notebook and a chair in front of me while I was doing a session. I mean, that's how she was taking notes, and I was like, "What's that about? What's she doing here?" It was to get me ready. So she was assessing me. But
I
she's
love
so
that you
generous.
said that because in the last level three class, I just did one last week, and
Oh.
one of the gals, she's sitting there and she goes, "In my head, I can see Dolores standing right here with a clipboard." She's like,
She had the
"Trying to hear
clipboard.
the same
Exactly.
Oh,
Exactly. Yeah, she was on a chair in front of me with this clipboard and she's taking notes and I'm thinking, why is she here in my dream? And then it wasn't until I did the level or started the level three. I was like, oh my God, she was testing me to make sure I was ready. Like
Be
it's just,
prepared, yeah.
yeah, a totally generous, very generous
You
spirit.
know what she was probably doing, Anne? She's probably going, "Okay, well, you ended up with Tracy. So let me give you a few pointers to get through this because, she's that's what was happening."
Giving me some
Oh, goodness.
subliminal tips in my dream. Yeah,
Yeah.
probably.
Like, this is how you're going to get through it. Okay. We'll do this together.
Oh my God, yes. Yes, definitely tough but worth it. Tough but worth it. Yeah, definitely. I was always going to do the level three. I knew it was just a matter of time that I would do that. I don't think I ever started at thinking I'd just do one level or two levels. I knew it had to be the whole, and that was the condition. Like it was not my condition, but it was like, you know, it was like, okay, you're doing this now. You're going to
All
finish
the way.
this.
Yeah.
You're going all the way. This isn't half this and half that you're in. So I think that
Yeah.
was some of the challenges. Like, are you in this or are you not? You know, when you get that, sometimes life throws a few curveballs, and then you're like, are you in this or are you just.
Yeah. How committed are you?
Correct. That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. How committed are you? Are you ready to push through as hard, you know, really push through and get there? So, and I think your mother had said something about that. I don't know if it was in a video, but that you would get challenged, or even
Yeah.
she got challenged to see if this is what you
She
really want.
almost gave up. She almost quit.
Yeah.
She, it was a couple of times, but the first or the major one was she just could not get anything published. Rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection. And it was like the ninth one, or I don't know, it was a bunch of them. And she would just like, she threw, I mean, she had so many things happening, so many challenges. And when that one came in, she threw it against the wall. She just threw it. And it's like, "I quit. I quit. I can't do this anymore." And then that little voice had came in and said, "Okay, so what are you going to do now then?" And she's like, "I
Yeah.
don't, I want to write. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I want to write. I want to keep doing this. I love what I do." Like, "Okay, keep going." And then right after that, see, that's when she got published. So you just
Amazing.
have to keep
Amazing.
going.
You have to keep
Yeah.
going. And I think it was that moment that I went, what is your heart's truest desire? Because everything was going wrong before this level three, and I wasn't getting clients. And I was like, and I remember crying, thinking, this is my heart's desire. It's my deepest heart's desire. So if that's the case, then it cannot but manifest. It's just a timing
Cannot
thing.
not.
It cannot but manifest if I feel that so deeply. So
Exactly.
then I let it go and I went, okay, we'll have a timeout. And then it all opened up. So that was the final, are you committed? Yeah.
You surrendered to it. So I always feel like there's commitment, there's surrendering, there's all these little things that you
Yeah.
do. And that surrendering is when you essentially let go and let God. You know, it's
Exactly.
go do
Exactly.
it. Yeah. I can't make this happen, and you know, I'm
Can't
done.
make it all. Exactly.
I'm here. I'm your tool. That's when you're like, use me.
Use me, I'm here. Correct. Ego out the door. So yes, that was a very interesting but beautiful experience. Again, everything that was hard just had such beautiful outcome in the end. It was all such reward. You don't want to go, I'm going to have a hard time because there's a reward coming, because that can be a really sort of a negative condition as well. But it's just when you keep striving and then you just open and trust and you feel it so deeply, then it happens. It just happens. So yes, I'm very grateful for where I'm at in this beautiful this soul work. That's what it is. It's soul work. Yeah, it's what I came to do. I feel that. It took me 50 years to get there, but I'm doing it.
Remember, there's no time, so it doesn't matter.
Right. I feel like I'm starting my life, or I started my life at 50. That's how one, or 45, but 50 was I landed. And while other people are kind of, doing their winding down, I feel like I'm not
So there's an astrological answer
busy.
for that.
It's beautiful. Yes.
You go through, I think it's
Okay.
the Chiron return, and so
Exactly.
when you're in that like 48 to 50, you're going through that cycle. And from what I understood when I went through it is if I didn't, it was time to let go of who I had been to reinvent who I'm going to be. And that it was a time of reinventing, and this time it's about me. Like we
Yes.
already did the mom and wifey
Yeah.
and you know everybody else, and now it's our turn, and that's at 50. And so we
Perfect.
shift and we start. It's our turn. You know, it's like we did all the things we were supposed to do, and
Yeah.
now we get to live our dreams. And how
Because
fun
now
is
you
that?
can focus on this.
Yeah, now
Yeah,
you can
before
just get
there's
to
so
do the
many
stuff that
distractions
lights you up. Not that our children didn't light us up, but you know.
Yeah.
No, but
Yeah.
that was a certain
Wow.
phase to do that
Yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes
Yeah.
sense.
So I remember thinking, oh gosh, if I don't think about what it is I want to do in the next 50, I'm just going to get more of what I had. And so it does make you think about it. It's like, okay, well, this my turn, my
It's really
turn.
interesting,
What's
just you're
that look
saying
like?
48, 50, that's when.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40. Oh, I was almost 48. Yeah, it was when I came. Everything happened, and I shifted, and that's when I landed and started working with my mother.
Right?
Simple as that.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. So it says, what was that, a Chiron cycle, did you say, Tracy?
I think it's the
Sometimes.
Chiron return, but I know we got Kathy in the audience. She's a friend of mine that does astrology. So I'll watch the chat and see if she'll pop it in there,
Okay.
what it is for us and what to watch for. Because you know, I think a lot of our audience is probably you know, curious about that as
Yes.
maybe as
Yeah.
they approach 50 or know someone else who is. Maybe if your parents are going through that, you might be
Like,
like,
what's happening?
oh, now I understand. Yeah. So, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's a big pivotal moment in our astrology where we shift who we are.
That's beautiful. It's very true. We finished that work. The identity of mother and, daughter and all of that seems to finalize. And then it's just me. I create me now and go into my future. And gosh, I mean, I never would have thought that this was the possible future I could have. I mean, it's no dead end. It's like we're just starting
If
and
we
creating.
weren't all in different areas, we could all just pinch each other to make sure
We
we're,
are. Yeah. Are you really there? Are you here? Yes, it's literally like that. Pinch yourself. Amazing. Yeah. So there's no, you have to be young to do this. You have to, or no, it's everybody can do it.
Yeah, I
Wonderful.
say don't wait another minute, but you're not too old.
I
No.
know.
No, matter of fact, I've had clients that were in their 70s come in and to get a session because they wanted to become a practitioner. And that was
Wonderful.
one of their questions. Should I become a practitioner? It's always yes.
Let's say we have many, many practitioners, 70s, 80s,
Oh my
you
goodness,
know,
that's
never.
incredible.
Close to 90, maybe even in their 90s, but they're, it's like, it's never
Probably.
too, just
No.
go for it.
And just think of the wisdom that's behind that practitioner. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to that practitioner? You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree. Beautiful. So there we go. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah,
My
absolutely.
degree.
So in your practice, I mean, this is where I like to hear like different sessions that you've had, or you know, some of your favorite or healing sessions. I always, you know, healing is my I love the healing stuff. So
Healing,
anything
yeah.
along that, or anything that you just really blew your mind, or just whatever. I mean, anything that you really enjoyed. And I know there's
Yeah,
so many, it's hard
so
to.
many. It's so many, but then they all kind of merge, and I'm like, which one was that? Was that that one? It's, yeah, I think I try to put it, file them all away, but there are, I mean, there's always standouts, and they're always amazing. I mean, I've seen healing take place in the room, on the table, where that energy is moving that person's body so physically that they look like they're about to launch off the bed. And you're sitting there going, okay, stay calm, it's cool, they're safe, this the where they're gonna fall on the floor, it's only that far off, like, you know, everything's safe. And then they come out of that and they're changed, they're changed, they're changed. Or they come in and they can't move their arms, and then at the end they're going, well, the next morning they're sending me a video saying, look, I can move my arm, there's no resistance anymore. It just happens. And I still believe that people choose that for themselves, choose the healing, or they can choose to go back to doing what they want to do later. But I still feel something always changes in them, no matter what. Always, always changes in them.
That's a good point. I like that point. I'd like to expand on that a little bit more. So the healing happens. It does happen. Everything happens that they need, but now it's their choice of what they want to do with it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So I always reiterate that it's this has happened. It's all there. It's already happened. You're already healed. How you bring that into the manifestation is you believing that, or you've got the choice to go back and do whatever. That's free will. But
Exactly.
anything, whether they choose to, as I say, I always feel something changes in their heart, and that little spark begins to grow somewhere. Not that they ring me up or anything later on, but I know that that happens. I know it happens. And it will change them at some point. Or life will become so challenging that they can't but change anyway. And then go, okay, I'm going to listen to my recording. What was the instruction? Okay, you know, so I believe there's a timing thing with that as well. But yes, definitely client is responsible for that choice, I think, going forward. But every time I say it's already done, and all you need to do is pull that into your reality. I said it's there for you, and I think that helps them when they leave to really believe that. But some of the past life or galactic lives, past lives, I mean, where do you begin? Where do you begin
Well,
on
let's, you know, because there is a lot of, like you were talking at the beginning of the hour, Tracy, there's questions about the drones and things like that. So,
Okay, yes.
let's do a little talking about some
Okay,
of, not
good,
necessarily
because
about
they
this,
are
but about
chatting
the,
up.
you know,
That's what
about
I want to know.
galactic
Okay.
lives and, you know,
Okay.
let's
So
what's going on
before
there?
we jump into that, Chiron
Yes.
return is from 46 to 53. You're releasing things from the past that you didn't work, didn't
Right
have
on
planned or
cue.
whatever. Yeah.
Right on
You're
cue.
reinventing things. And then, yes, there's a whole lot of chatter about the drones in here. I do
Okay.
want to address something. Kathy, I won't say the last name. As a new practitioner, I'd sure love my own experience of a regression. Go to qhhtofficial.com and find a practitioner in your area. If you are a new practitioner, you may find someone else that is also an intern and maybe work out a trade or something. But go get a session, please. That's very important, I think, as a practitioner, and there's easy ways to do that. So find a intern and
Great.
you
Yeah,
can work something out.
transition.
Okay,
Yeah.
sorry, I'm over here going, oh, I want to answer these
All right.
questions.
Okay, we need to check
All
in.
right,
Yeah.
ladies, what are the
Okay.
drones? What do you get with them?
Well, I don't know that we even want to go there, but I was like, you're talking about galactic lives and things like that. So if we can maybe talk about that, what information you're getting there, and if it segues somehow into the drones, that's fine. But let's stay with maybe the bigger picture of.
Bigger picture. Yeah. So I think from the experiences that people are having, like even yesterday, I had a lovely young gentleman just couldn't socialize, had no friends, just, young, 20, beautiful person. And then by the time we do his past life and all the rest of that, he's had, an interesting past life, nothing too amazing. Then we get to his SC or his subconscious or high self. And then there's hybrids, information that he's part of, he's a subject, but he was kind of seduced by a hybrid child to come and be a participant as a subject to donate his DNA so that he could contribute. And in that discussion, I'm learning also, because there is so much information out there that's sometimes misleading, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. So I think we put all of it on the table or put it all out to the side, and then I just ask the questions, but I try to imagine that I don't know anything and then ask as if so I can get his information as accurately as possible. And that there are these beings that are needing our contribution to help them to expand and grow and evolve to have emotion. Again, I know that there's information out there that says it's a negative thing, and I did ask, and they said, yes, some benevolent, some malevolent. There's both in everything. So he's been part of this program. So even though his life seems really small here, he's got a very expansive life that actually began when he was like 9 or 10 years old, and he's involved in all these things. He had a guide that was a blue being from Arcturus that's been with him on and off, but he lost contact with him because he's lowered his vibration so much because of his self-worthlessness. So please, people, self-worth takes you in the one of the lowest vibrations. And he lost the contact with his guide because of that. And all they said was to bring that up and to find joy. It's really, I know it sounds simple when we talk about it, it was like, please find that joy, go out and do anything, trust yourself. Like so many beautiful little tips that we take for granted when we know it, but when someone doesn't know that, and then they know that they're bigger, they're a bigger part of a bigger scheme or part of a bigger experience, and that they've actually been actively involved with these different beings, and that they're from these amazing places, and they've come to experience emotion, or they've come to contribute their emotion through their DNA to another species. So it really highlights just how much is hidden away from us that we can now open up to, and we're learning about this stuff. I mean, he was blown away. There was two other There was a reptilian experience that was negative, but it was fun. It reminded me of, how children always say monsters in the cupboard. Now, don't want to freak everybody out and they're going to start panicking that their children are doing this. Please just don't, because you can control that. So I don't know if I want to go there. Gosh. But he had opened the door in the middle of the night, opened the door to the toilet. It was going to the toilet, and these beings had come through a portal. And so that experience was not so great. But again, what the high self said was he had to learn forgiveness for these individuals. Just have compassion and
That's a good
forgiveness.
point, Anne, because these things, we hear stories of these kind of things, but we also
Correct.
need to remember that somewhere there's an energetic pull to it. And that's
Correct.
what you want to find out. Like you found out for him that he needed to bring in some forgiveness for this. And I mean, Dolores said, we do it all. We're
Do it all.
we are everything. And
We are.
so, we sit here and we cast judgment on the reptilian race or whatever. We hear such horrible things about that. But we were that race at one point. We had to experience that. We had to experience that dimension or that level, that frequency in order to get where we are
About the
now.
human race? Are
Right.
we all
We're
angelic?
terrible.
I
We're
mean, are we all.
Yeah, good point. We're scary.
We are
are.
preparing. My gosh. Yeah. So things like that, learning, and he said it, the high self said that everything that's happened to him, and I asked like also if it was the same when people were contracted to share their DNA, and that nothing was ever not contracted, that the contracts were made prior, even if it didn't feel benevolent or that they feel that they were abducted against their will. He said all of that was pre-contracted before this individual came in this life, and all people who have had the experience. Now, I know that may, again, that may go around in people's heads and they go, well, I didn't choose that. You did beforehand. You just forgot about it. And that's okay again.
Yeah, and I've seen some where they have, because the time doesn't exist on for that realm, and so they have, it might be a soul contract where it's going over many lifetimes to have these different experiences and always and be contracted to go into these things. So, but definitely this one, if you're having visitations, I like to call them that instead of abductions, because it was agreed to. You agreed to it, so it's a visitation. Yeah,
And
you're
the
not
looking
taken against your
different.
will. You're not, nothing's happening against your will.
Exactly. And whether you're doing it for benevolent reasons, as in your awareness is that you're helping them, or whether they're helping you, or whether there's a malevolent experience from that, it's still part of the same. I contracted for the experience. I've got to learn compassion, or I've got to learn forgiveness, or I've got to understand that they don't have the emotional capacity to see what the damage is that they're doing, or how fearful we are. Like there's limitation there. So even
Well,
though they're
what
not.
you said there, that's curious too, because understanding they don't have the same emotional capacity and maybe don't know the damage they're doing. So who's to say that, you know, if I were abducted and had that malevolent experience, who's to say that I wasn't one of those beings and I needed to understand what was happening? So I came in as this being so I could experience that, so that we could understand that we're scaring people or that it's painful or traumatizing, you know.
Absolutely. And
So we don't
that's my
know the whole story.
understanding of absolutely. And that's my understanding of someone that had experiences all her life. And she said the beings at first chat scared her, and then they realized, oh, we're scaring you. So they were finding different ways of approaching so that it wasn't so scary. And they would do different things to try to not be scary. And that's what they are doing. And if you notice, that's kind of how it's happening now. It's like, what can we do to not be so scary? They don't want to induce fear. That, remember, fear
See, they
is what
know
they're
who
trying to
they are.
avoid. And fear is not the energy that they want. So,
But it's like anything, you're hanging out with the bad crowd. So if those guys are coming and hanging out with some not so great humans, well, they're all kind of in it together. They're all just, it's like a gang. It's, they're just coming in and meeting some dark people who are feeling the same. And they're like, wow, I feel connected here. And so they're just doing that because it's an invitation to join the crowd who's doing that stuff down here as well. So not everyone of that species is doing that. But that makes sense. Doing the darker stuff, attracted to that. But again,
Just
learning.
like,
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I agree.
They're attracted to that group because that group invited them and they're making deals or whatever. So I think that is true. That is that some are attracted to that. And I'm going to disclose a little bit here. I had, some visitations, and sometimes they get a little bit rushed because I had one that was a little bit full on. I felt like I'd been thrown on the bed after it. And I had to talk to them and I said, look, guys, if you're going to do this, you need to just, I said, it's really freaky. I said, and then I'm fighting and that's not good for me. So honest to goodness, they actually heard that. And the next time there was a gentleness, because they said they were trying to rush because they only had a small window of opportunity. And it was pretty much like, get her out that, get her back in the room and, chuck her on the bed and off we go. But it wasn't meant to feel aggressive. But I was experiencing it in myself as an aggression. So I was really, fighting in myself what the hell was going on. So they changed that. And the next time I remember having my hand held as a comfort. So I thought, okay, thank you. That was my confirmation that it had been taken on board. So you can tell them to calm the farm a little bit, calm the contact
Communicate.
down.
Communication's wonderful.
Communication, let them know this isn't
I
good.
think this conversation is wonderful because, you know, a lot of people don't understand when we, you know, the abduction stories and how we can sit there and go, oh, the aliens are these benevolent beings that are trying to help us. And then you hear these abduction stories and it's
Yeah.
like, what's that then?
Which
You
one's
know?
got, which is true. And yes, there is truth in all of it. But for yourself, I think it's better to trust yourself and learn. Your mother's books were great in teaching me to understand that it wasn't about fear, to get past the fear, to understand that situation. And I think that's, if people really want to know what's going on, read your mum's books, the Custodians and the Keepers of the Garden. That'll open the doorway and give you a deeper understanding, because it really highlighted some memories for me that I had nowhere to put them. And then this started to come to me. I was like, oh, okay, so I don't have to be scared about this. And it's helped me expand through that and understand more about what's happened. And then I can understand clients, so when they come, they don't feel crazy, and I go, oh no, this is very good. We can work with this. This is interesting. And then the fear goes. So, yeah.
So let's segue that to the drones just very, very quickly because we only have a few minutes left. But I think
Absolutely.
what you're saying there is not go to the fear. You
Yeah.
know, anytime we have a tendency, we don't understand something, something's new, we want to be afraid, be very, very afraid. Well, what does that get us? You know, so we don't know
Yeah.
what this is yet. We don't have enough information.
No. And I
You
think
know.
if it was any kind of threat, our militaries would have already destroyed them all. So I'm curious to see what will evolve from it. There's, you know, I don't know if you guys heard the December 3rd, we were supposed to have alien craft. I forget what they called it, but anyways, there was some prediction that on December 3rd, we were going to start seeing some UFOs and spacecraft and possibly have some interaction with them with our militaries. I'll say it that way. And anyways, so who knows? There could be some truth to that, that there's some disclosure coming out that it's these things. I think these things are happening in a very soft entry, like we were saying. So there could be a lot of fear around that. You know, we put movies out that are, you know, make them look like they're going to come eat us. And so, you know, I think they're just doing some sort of soft entry to get people's minds wrapped around this idea. And then there's more and more of it. I mean, you can find UFO footage so easy now. And even over Oregon, I was sent, Saba, who's a level 3 in Florida, sent me some footage today where I forget which airline it was, but they were sighting UFOs. Very fast moving crafts. I don't even know how to explain the speed this is going, is how he's saying it. And then they get on, they're going, yeah, we think that was a reflection of light off of one of the satellites.
I love
How are they even going to convince people to, I mean, like, I guess somebody's going to believe that. But anyway, so, you know, they're just going to keep doing this kind of introducing themselves slowly and slowly and let us get used to this idea.
exactly.
And
We get used
obviously
to
they're
this.
not hurting us. And if they could, if they wanted to, they could and they would, and they're not. So, are the drones ours or are they UFOs? That's hard to tell at this point. I think it's
Don't know
just,
yet. That's just that there's
yeah.
not enough information. Is
Right.
what little
Yeah.
bit what I just did a little research, but it's like, yeah, it's just
Yeah.
not enough there to
Well,
base
and we
anything.
have that extra element of filtering out the AI stuff that everybody's jumping on
Yeah.
in and trying to create an AI version of it. That and it's like, is that a real footage or is that a made up one so you can be on the bandwagon? So, you know, filtering through what feels real and what doesn't too is please use discernment. Julia and I's poster that we
And
put up in every show,
yeah.
use your discernment. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I think we're really getting down to the crunch time. So,
Oh.
Anne, how can people find you if they want to
Okay.
contact you,
Well,
come see you, whatever?
I'm in Margaret River in Western Australia. So come down and see me, have a pilgrimage, do a retreat. My website is Orion Metaphysical. That's all one word, Orion as in the star system, metaphysical.com.au. Obviously for Australia. You can find me on Facebook, same thing at Orion Metaphysical. You can find me on Instagram, QHHTWA, just so that was, creating that part with the Orion Metaphysical. You can find me there. And I get around. I do get around. I'm quite at home, but I try
We've
and get
heard that
around.
about you. I'm going to give them one more very, very good, easy way to find you. QHHTofficial.com under level 3 practitioner. You can find, and if you're not in Anne's area, of course, find a practitioner, be a practitioner, go to the retreat, all the things, QHHTofficial.com. All right.
All of it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you so much.
That went so fast. And everybody loved the alien talk. So thank you.
Okay. More alien stuff. I love you both. Thank you so much.
Love you.
I love everybody out there too. Thank you for joining
us.
Bye,
everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. See you next time.
See ya. Bye.